I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever experienced a mighty rushing wind? If you're a Floridian, you most likely have experienced hurricane-force winds. That kind of force can grab your attention and even increase your prayer life. The disciples of Jesus Christ felt a mighty rushing wind. Other translations describe it as the roaring of a mighty windstorm in the NLT, or a noise like a violent rushing wind in the New American Standard, or a sound like a strong wind gale force in the Message. It was different than a hurricane or tornado. This mighty rushing wind was a divine wind, a divine sound, designated by a holy God to do a holy work in the lives of those gathered in the upper room. They would be empowered by God's Holy Spirit to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Acts 2 gives the account. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. This was the birth of the New Testament church. It was a divinely appointed time that God poured out His Holy Spirit in an unforgettable and supernatural way. Luke describes it as a sound that blows like a violent wind. But we notice where it came from, not from the Atlantic Ocean or the Gulf, but from heaven. God pours out His Spirit upon His people from heaven. It was a unique day that empowered the followers of Christ to be His witnesses and to become His church. God had a divine purpose when He blew upon the disciples in the upper room, to fill them with His Spirit, to overflow in the power of God. This was so transformational that they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Every believer can be filled continually with the Holy Spirit. When they are empowered by the Spirit to do divine work for the Lord that brings Jesus honor and glory. They are enabled by the Spirit. The same Holy Spirit that empowered the disciples in the upper room is the same Holy Spirit that empowers believers today. How so? By producing spiritual fruit in and through their lives. Galatians 5:22 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." God is on the move, wanting and willing to do a life-changing work in every believer by filling them with His Holy Spirit. Are you being continually filled with the Holy Spirit? Wouldn't it be great if instead of being hate-filled, angry, sad, impatient, self-serving, you became loving, joyful, peace-filled, gentle, and kind, serving others? You can when you are enabled by God's Spirit. Why not ask the Lord today to fill you with His Spirit? Dear Lord Jesus, we come to You today thanking You for Your presence and power available. Please cleanse and forgive us of all our sin. Please come and fill us again with Your Holy Spirit, enabling us to serve and love You with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Thank You for Your cleansing, Your filling, and Your empowerment. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.